you pass the floss, please?
Yeah. Here.
Thanks. I floss my teeth while you towel dry your hair. I love how you look when you're fresh out of the shower. Right now, you're looking in the mirror, wearing nothing but your boxers as you rub the towel over your damp hair. I really needed that tonight.
Yeah, we all did.
I think it really did Mark good. A change of scenery, you know?
Yeah, he's getting there. I think he really needed a night out.
Thanks. I had a really good time tonight.
You certainly had a good time.
What do you mean?
The guy at the bar could barely keep his eyes off you. I'm surprised you didn't go for him. He's exactly your type.
I massage moisturizer into my skin as you flash me a knowing grin in the mirror. I wanted to focus on you and Mark tonight. Mark needs his friends around him. I can't be there for him if I'm in a random guy's hotel room.
Very true.
As much as I wish the circumstances were different, it's been nice having Mark crash on our couch. He's not exactly had it easy with his recent breakup, and we didn't want him to be alone. From what he told me, it wasn't exactly amicable. I've been doing everything I can just to see the man smile. Movie nights with his favorite action films, even if I hate them. Popcorn, takeout, and late-night heart-to-hearts over a glass of wine when he needs them. Honestly, it's kind of been like we were back in college, minus the messy breakup with a long-term girlfriend. He's always been such a happy-go-lucky guy since we've known him, and it's really sucked seeing him down. I think tonight at the restaurant was the first time I saw him be completely himself since he got here, and that was, a week ago now? I bend over a little as you stand behind me, and my ass brushes up against the front of your boxers as I put the toothpaste tube back in the cabinet. I catch your expression in the reflection, and you rest a hand on my hips, keeping me from stepping away. You smile a little as I slowly start to grind my hips. I try to act absent-minded and innocent, like it's just a happy accident that I'm grinding against you, but we both know it's not fooling anyone. I brace my hand on the sink as I take off my headband and put it to the side. You rest your hand gently on my lower back. That feel good.
Yeah.
You press your cock against me, growing harder by the second. You slide your palm up my spine and under my t-shirt, up to my shoulder blades.
What I'd give just to fuck you over the sink right here and now.
Your skin feels so good against mine, and my back arches under your touch. You drop your towel and wrap your hands around my waist, pulling me back up to standing. I shiver in anticipation as you slide a hand up to my breasts before you spin me around to face you. You trail your lips along my neck, and I shiver as you kiss up my sensitive skin. Right up that spot behind my ear, you know, makes me weak at the knees. God, you know how sensitive I am there. You cut my jaw and tilt my chin up to face you. Your lips brush against mine.
Kiss me.
I reach back and cup your jaw, running my fingertips over your stubble. Your arms snake around my waist, and my hand winds around the back of your neck, pulling you deeper. I can feel how hard you are, and your cock presses hard against my lower belly through your boxers. That feels good. Your hands slide down to my hips and then to my ass, and you squeeze.
All we'd have to do is slide your panties to the side, and I can fuck you right here, right now.
So, what's stopping you?
Well, we have company, and can get pretty loud.
I trace my fingers down your chest and feel your muscles flex a little under my touch, getting lower until I grip your cock through your boxers. Guess we'll just have to be quiet then. I raise my arms as you slip my t-shirt off and let it drop to the tiles. You kiss down over my breasts and down my stomach, kissing lower until you hook your fingers under my panties.
I don't think you'll be needing these.
You slide my underwear down my legs and toss them to the side. I glance over to the bathroom door and see it's open just a crack. A surge of excitement rushes through me. Don't we need to close the door? You grab me by the hips and lift me up on the counter, parting my legs with your thigh.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.